House of Lean. Lean was developed by Taiichi Ono, a Toyota engineer. The House of Lean, or House of Toyota, is a framework that uses the metaphor of a house with a foundation, two pillars, and a roof forming a space within, a culture. The philosophy is that organizations and individuals wanting the benefits of Lean must see its big picture and fully integrate all of its components in order to be successful, just as a house needs a sound foundation and supporting pillars. Exhibit 9-33 shows this Lean framework. Exhibit 9-33, House of Toyota, House of Lean Production. Note that many of the concepts shown in one part of this framework also apply to other parts. For example, standardized work is part of standardization, but it also promotes operational stability and Kanban. A system used to generate pulse signals is also part of just-in-time. Total productive maintenance is used to maintain equipment to promote stability, but it is also an example of employee involvement because the workers maintain their own equipment. Next, we discuss the roof, the center, and the foundational levels of this house concept. The pillars of just-in-time and Jidoka are addressed separately in this content area because they require a more involved discussion. House of Lean Roof. Eliminate waste. The roof of the House of Lean lists the goals that Lean should achieve. Focus on the customer to produce only what is wanted in the best quality, at the lowest cost, and using the shortest lead time possible by eliminating waste in all of its forms. If work is defined as motion that creates value, then motion that creates no value is not work, it is waste. Waste is any activity that is not value added, and its root cause is often unevenness, variability, or overburdened processes or persons. Variability can result in scrap or rework, for example. Overburdening processes or employees can also create waste because the process will lack stability. People could omit process steps, fail to maintain equipment, or make errors. Value is defined by customers, both internal and external. Determining what is valued requires two things: understanding who the customers are and understanding what they value. One good test of what customers value is to ask if they would be willing to pay more to ensure that it is included. A customer will likely be willing to pay for a part to be shaped in a certain way or to have certain properties, such as high tensile strength. Would anyone pay more for the cost of long wait times, reworked parts, or unneeded inventory holding costs? Differentiating value from waste involves separating the result from the process. For example, customers might value having a reliable product that is not likely to fail. Thus, they value quality, but they do not care how that quality is achieved. One example of this is finished goods inspection. This time-consuming task is considered a form of waste in Lean because the final work should already be perfect and need no inspection. Quality will have been achieved earlier in the process. Forms of waste that workers and managers need to work to eliminate include waste in processing movement, transportation, and methods, motion, as well as product defects, waiting time, overproduction, excess inventory, and unused people skills. Lean identifies these forms of waste in regular continuous improvement sessions and by getting out on the shop floor and talking to people. This is very important to Lean and can be expressed as Jemba, or a Jemba walk, or Genchi Jinbutsu in Japanese. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms. Jemba, the place where humans create value or the real workplace. Jemba also is a philosophy that states, go to the actual place, see the actual work. Genchi Jinbutsu, a Japanese phrase meaning to visit the shop floor to observe what is occurring to facilitate problem solving and process improvement. These concepts are akin to the management philosophy called management by walking around. Lean listens to workers and then works to redesign or eliminate processes, steps, policies, or plans that are not value-added so that everything left is value-added. The Lean philosophy is that each time this is done and redone, there will be benefits in lower cost, shorter lead times, and better quality. Elimination of waste. Lean systems try to drive waste out of the supply chain or network, leaving only value-added activities. Organizations that do not use Lean systems can still use these waste reduction principles, at least to some degree, to improve profitability. One of the goals that Lean strives for is to produce only what is wanted, in the best quality, at the lowest cost, and using the shortest lead time possible by eliminating waste in all of its forms. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines waste as 1. Any activity that does not add value to the good or service in the eyes of the consumer. 2. A byproduct of a process or task with unique characteristics requiring special management control. Waste production can usually be planned and somewhat controlled. Scrap is typically not planned and may result from the same production run as waste. C. Hazardous waste. Even the best of planned manufacturing and assembly processes still encounter waste. The goal is to minimize or eliminate the non-valued added activities, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an activity that does not add value to a product. An example is moving a product from one work center to another inside a facility. One aspect of continuous improvement is the elimination or reduction of non-value added activities. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines waste-related lean terms as follows. MUDA. In lean manufacturing, work that does not create value for the customer and therefore is considered waste. Total costs are reduced by reducing waste within a system. There are 7 categories of waste. 1. Overproduction, excess or too early. 2. Waiting, queuing delays. 3. Transportation, unneeded movements. 4. Processing, poor process design. 5. Motion, activities that do not add value. 6. Inventory, stock that is sitting and is accumulating cost without necessarily providing value. 7. Defective units, scrap or rework. Mori, a Japanese word meaning strain or overburden. Mura, a Japanese word meaning unevenness or variability. If activities that do not add value to the consumer can be removed without affecting the process negatively, they are considered waste and should be eliminated. When examining waste, there are several things organizations should be looking for. MUDA comes in many varieties, ranging from overproduction and overprocessing to nonconformities, task switching, unnecessary wait times, unused employee creativity, work in process issues, and excess inventory. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines nonconformity as failure to fulfill a specified requirement, C, blemish, defect, imperfection. Before an organization can minimize waste, it must learn about waste so it can identify it in its many forms. One method for identifying waste is 7 wastes, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the common forms of waste identified in the lean or just-in-time, JIT, philosophy that limit improvement. These include overproduction, inventory waste, motion waste, defects, waiting, and transport waste. These are often referred to as Shingo's 7 wastes, named after Shigeo Shingo, a pioneer in the lean or JIT philosophy. Exhibit 9-34 shows the original 7 forms of waste plus an 8th waste added later. All are examples of things workers and managers need to eliminate or minimize. Exhibit 9-34, forms of waste. Overprocessing or related forms of MUDA can occur when products are poorly designed. The design of components may prevent them from being produced in the most economical way. The design of parts may hinder manufacturing operations, such as requiring special handling or requiring excess material to be removed unnecessarily. Lack of standardized parts can reduce efficiencies as manufacturing processes scale up, limiting batch sizes. Excessive parts requirements can increase difficulties and costs associated with planning of material flows and sourcing suppliers. The best way to find MUDA from the customer's perspective is to review every process in the organization and simply ask, if I were the customer, would I be happy paying for this activity? If the answer is no, it's time to look at the process and see where the MUDA lies in it, if at all, and take the proper steps to eliminate it if feasible. This might be done, for example, using a current and future state value stream mapping exercise. One way to reduce people waste related to the wrong number of workers in the wrong areas is through Shijinka, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as continually balancing the number of workers in a work center to meet demand with a minimum number of workers to improve flow. It requires a line design, for example, U-shape, that supports varying the number of workers. It is important to remember that waste prevention is at least as important as waste elimination. An organization could start with the big picture wastes first and then progress to a more micro-level examination of wastes. Another approach would be to tackle the low-hanging fruit, the easy-to-fix wastes, first to build up support for larger, more involved projects. House of Lean Center, culture of involvement and continuous improvement. A house of lean that is built correctly creates a culture of continuous improvement with a high degree of respect for people, in terms of both designing processes so they are safe and in terms of maintaining and improving morale. An important part of the work culture based on the House of Lean principles is the idea that workers are valued assets. Giving workers real responsibility for quality, setting high expectations but being fair, investing in training, and getting out on the floor to listen to workers are key ways morale can be strengthened anywhere. These practices show the concepts of employee involvement and empowerment in action. House of Lean Foundation. Standardization and operational stability. The foundation or base of the House of Lean includes standardization and operational stability. Leveling, standardized work, reducing variability, avoiding overburdening processes or employees, and Kaizen are the main tools that lean organizations use to reduce variation and allow work to be harmonious rather than in a constant state of emergency. Leveling involves scheduling actual orders on the shop floor control, so that the volume and 1009 of orders can be processed using available capacity and no work center is overloaded and no worker is idle. Equipment is allowed to be idle to prevent overproduction. Standardized work includes many things, such as standardizing processes so that there is less to learn or standardizing measurement gauges. It could also involve standardizing parts that are common to more than one product, so there are fewer types of parts. Two lean tools also promote standardization and operational stability. Total Productive Maintenance and 5S. Total Productive Maintenance. Total Productive Maintenance, TPM, is operator-oriented preventive maintenance. Preventive is the key word here. Waiting until equipment breaks down can cause costly line shutdowns. 5S for workplace organization. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines 5S as five terms beginning with the letter S used to create a workplace suitable for lean production. Sort, set in order, or simplify, shine, or scrub, standardize, and sustain. Sort means to separate needed items from unneeded ones and remove the latter. Set in order means to neatly arrange items for use. Shine means to clean up the work area. Standardize means to sort, simplify, and scrub daily. Sustain means to always follow the first four S's. These practices are sometimes referred to by their Japanese equivalents, Seiri, Saiten, Seiso, Seiketsu, and Shitsuke. 5S creates a work environment that supports successful lean scheduling. It is a foundation of total productive maintenance. The method can be applied to any production environment. 5S enables workplace organization by providing a methodology for enacting the principle of a place for everything and everything in its place. The goals of a 5S program are to reduce waste, reduce variation, improve productivity. A 5S program creates a foundation for well-running equipment. For example, in a well-organized and clean work environment, tools and parts are much easier to find, and it is much easier to spot issues such as material spills, fluid leaks, hairline cracks, metal shavings from unexpected wear, etc. The principles of each of the 5S's, a brief description, why it's important, and examples are shown in Exhibit 9-35. Exhibit 9-35, the 5S's. 5S also creates a safer workplace, for example, one with a much lower risk of trips and falls than would be the case in a cluttered workspace. This also helps maintain productivity and worker morale, lowers insurance costs, and minimizes liability.